Message number 1131. Mother of Salvation, as Christians you must prepare to fight for your faith. Thursday, May 22, 2014 at 15:26. My dear children, the suffering which my son endures because of the sins of man is intense at this time. The hatred against him and his most holy word, as contained in the most holy Bible, is manifested within the hearts of many people, and this includes the false religions where they do not acknowledge the triune God as well as those who profess to be Christians. Every sin that is committed hurts my son, and every mortal sin is felt as a vicious blow inflicted upon his body. For every act of heresy committed, it is as if another thorn is plunged into the crown of pain which he already endures. As my son's suffering increases at a time when every sin against God will be denied, so also will the suffering of true Christians increase. While suffering is a terrible thing, and while the pain of those who defend his word is beyond endurance, it can be the way to become more intimate with my son. If you accept suffering as a blessing rather than see it as a curse, you will understand how my son uses it to defeat the power of the evil one. When you accept the pains of abuse and ridicule which you can always expect when you walk in union with my son, many graces are given to you. Not only will such pain make you stronger, but my son will reveal to you his compassion for others whose sins he can wash away because of your sacrifice for him. So many people do not realize that when you develop a closeness with my son and when he resides in certain souls, that this will always result in pain for those who agree to take up his cross. My son can only truly immerse himself in the souls which are open to him and who are without pride, malice, or self-love. But as soon as he resides fully in such souls, the light of his presence will be felt by many with whom they come into contact. They will draw others into becoming disciples of my son. They will also become targets for the evil one, who will fight hard to draw them away from my son. When the evil one fails to tempt these souls, his fight against them will become even fiercer, and he will infest others in order to attack them, abuse them, and slander them. It is important that all Christians remain alert to the plans which have been drawn up by Satan to devour the souls of those who love and serve my son. He craves these souls more than any others and will never be satisfied until they succumb to his temptations. As Christians, you must prepare to fight for your faith, because everything you hold dear to your hearts will be stripped away layer by layer. You must seek the sacrament of reconciliation as never before, because without it you will find it impossible to withstand the infestation that is being wielded in the world at this time against Christianity. Remind yourselves, dear children, of everything that my son taught you, because his word is to be challenged until it will become unrecognizable. Come and ask me, your beloved mother, the Mother of Salvation, to pray for each one of you, so that you can remain loyal to the truth by reciting this prayer to defend your faith. Crusade Prayer 151, to defend the faith. O Mother of God, Immaculate Heart of Mary, Mother of Salvation, pray that we remain loyal to the true Word of God at all times. Prepare us to defend the faith, to uphold the truth, and to reject heresy. Protect all your children in times of hardship, and give each of us the graces to be courageous when we are challenged to reject the truth and renounce your Son. Pray, Holy Mother of God, that we are given the divine intervention to remain Christians in accordance with the Holy Word of God. Amen. You are each blessed with great courage when you recite this crusade prayer. Go in peace, my children, to love and serve my Son Jesus Christ. Your beloved Mother. Mother of Salvation.